Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
A long three from Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night. Thompson fires for three. Yes! Golden State by three.
This is Clay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan McLeod on KOAL 7:50 AM.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. All week, we have talked about the return of the NBA, June 23rd. That's supposed to be the date in which teams return to their facilities. There's some nuances that go along with it, and then we'll transition to Florida, July 30th, play a couple of contests here and there, prepare for the playoffs, and then we're off and rolling, right? I hope. There has been a turn, because that was just simply too easy. Joining me right now to talk about the possibilities of us not getting a return, which is very unlikely in my mind, but going into the nuances and all the little details that go into the return in July for the NBA, we have Tom Perkins of HoopCityNews.com. He joins us periodically here on the show. And Tom, again, it's a pleasure to get you on. Thank you for the time today.
Glad to be here. It's always fun talking with you, Jordan.
Definitely, definitely. And for those listeners who do not know, Tom Perkins, an independent NBA scout. So, Tom, when you hear that the league is going to return and you get to go to the most magical and happiest place on earth, Disney World, to finish out the NBA season, I'm sure you get excited because obviously you would be making the trip to Florida as well. When you heard the news and when you got word, hey, basketball is back, what was your initial reaction?
Well, of course, I'm delighted because, you know, basketball is my game, and it's been my life. So, of course, I'm delighted. And, of course, to see players of this caliber play for even a portion of the season is fun for me. Now, the thing, what Adam Silver has done, he's been a leader throughout the world with all corporations, whether it's sport or any other thing. He was the first corporation, so to speak, the NBA as a corporation, that stopped play on March 11th, when
Rudy Gobert with the Thunder.
Rudy Gobert was, you know, discovered having the coronavirus. And so that's the only decision he had in his mind at that time. So now moving forward, he had to figure out, what do I do moving forward in regards to resuming the season? And he felt like if he could have it very controlled. In Orlando, they have four bubble basketball courts that they can control everything about that bubble. Who goes in, who goes out. They don't have to have fans. Even the staff is controlled. So if, let's say, a player tests positive after a game or even before a game, that player will be extracted from the team and quarantined for 14 days. The whole team will get tested. And then anybody else who came in contact with that player will be tested. Now, that is a way to do it without stopping the entire process of the league.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Tom, because you're so familiar with the NBA, you're so familiar with the workings, and I agree with you. Adam Silver has been the bright spot for all professional sports. I mean, I think just the relationship that he has with his players and the players' union, it's something that can't be said for Roger Goodell. It's something that can't be said for Rob Manfred. It's something that cannot be said for Gary Bettman. I really believe that Adam Silver stands on his own at this particular moment. But in your mind, when you look at the nuances that go in to resuming the NBA season, is it logical, is it safe, and is it the right thing to do?
I think it's logical and safe the way they're doing it. In other words, there's a bunch of places that have partially opened, restaurants and things of that nature, and they're just going the hell away from social distancing and masks. This way, they can control it because it's the bubble. And then they go to their hotel room. Everything is controlled.
Okay, so let's look at some of the nuances. For one, the NBA has instructed teams of the full training camp timeline. July 9th through the 29th in Orlando, 3 inter-squad scrimmages. That's according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Players traveling outside the U.S. need to report by June 15th to team markets. The rest of the players need to arrive by June 22nd. So as far as the guidelines that are put in place, these seem safe. Yet at the same time, there are players speaking out saying they would have liked to have been more involved in the process of returning this league. One of those players in particular is Kyrie Irving. Now, if you take a look at the executive committee, the board of players that Adam Silver has built this trust with, it's led by Chris Paul. And Tom, you and I had a conversation off of the cuff, and while Kyrie Irving is going to call for a players-only phone conversation tonight, at the end of the day, the relationship between Chris Paul and the rest of the players and Chris Paul and Adam Silver is probably all that we need to worry about as far as getting an NBA season. That may be a real simplistic way of looking at it, but that's my thought process.
I think that thought process is perfectly well taken, because Adam Silver and Chris Paul they've worked very well together, and Adam has been very, very fair and intelligent in all his decision-making. So, you know, whether a player, let's put it this way, players who have any kind of pushback on any of this are either, they either know there's no way in hell their team is going to advance to the finals, or they want to save themselves, or they want to make money without having to play for it. And see, that's the thing. If you don't play, you're not going to get paid. And I think that Kyrie Irving thinks that everybody that doesn't play because they fear the coronavirus should get paid. And that's not necessarily so. If your whole team tests negative in regards to the coronavirus, then why shouldn't you play? So I think it's just some players that really want the summer off because they know they're not going to do anything in the playoffs.
Again, Tom Perkins of Hoop City News, an independent NBA scout, our guest right now as we talk about the return of NBA basketball, which we are hoping comes in July. More than likely it will. And Tom, you brought up an interesting point. There was the conversation just last week. Look, the Brooklyn Nets, they are one of the teams that will finish out in Orlando. There's a chance that we could see Kyrie Irving, we could see Kevin Durant. Because of that, the Vegas odds makers really had a hard time placing odds on Brooklyn. That's a team that could be absolutely legit if they have Kyrie and Kevin Durant. We know now that's not going to be the case. Those two will not suit up together in Orlando. But we can flip this. We can go back, 3-4 weeks ago, Damian Lillard was very vocal in saying, look, we were within striking distance to get into the playoff picture. We should at least have that opportunity if the season resumes. And because of that, Adam Silver decides to take 22 out of the 30 teams. And so I do believe that there's different thought processes from different players. And I think that kind of backs up to what you were just alluding to a moment ago. Players that have a chance at a championship per se seem like they want to get rolling. I can't speak for all the players, but that's what it seems like from my point of view.
I think that's correct because, you take Melo, for example, Carmelo Anthony. He's talking about how he wants to kind of back off and see what's going on with the virus and this and that. Well, he doesn't have a chance to go ahead and get advanced deep in the playoffs. He just doesn't. And so with that thought in mind, he's one of the players that wants to not play, but get paid. It's just like anybody else. You know, the Lakers are just chomping at the bit to go ahead and continue to play because they do have a legitimate shot at the title. So do the Clips. So do the Bucks in Boston. There's some other teams that people better not sleep on. For example, do not sleep on the Raptors. The Raptors have played very well this season. They actually play like they don't need Kawhi Leonard. So you can't sleep on the Raptors. The Nuggets are better, and the Jazz. I mean, all those three teams have a chance of moving far. So there's some teams that are for sure going to move on deep in the finals and some that are not. And it's just a matter of those teams that have players that don't want to play if they're not going to advance. And that's the crux of the matter. Now, one thing that the league has adopted as recent as yesterday, there's going to be a potential for trades, waiving players and getting players onto your team that have played in the league before. For example, potential free agent additions at point guards: Trey Burke, Isaiah Thomas, Derek Walton. the wings, Devon Purcell, Alan Crabb, Jamal Crawford, Gerald Green, C.J. Miles, Iman Shumpert, and J.R. Smith. They're all guys that could possibly fill a roster spot for some of these teams. As far as the bigs are concerned, Joakim Noah and DeMarcus Cousins, they're in the mix. So all they have to be required to do is that they have played in the NBA, especially if they played this season partial game or two, they're eligible to fill a roster spot. That's pretty interesting, because if a team's a big man, you know, down as far as being able to compete, then they've got DeMarcus Cousins. If they need a point guard, they've got Trey Burke. So that's an interesting way to spin things. To help the teams out.
Yeah, there's no question. And you bring up DeMarcus Cousins, and I'm going to throw this out there because his situation to me is a little bit unique. DeMarcus Cousins may or may not have had an agreement to return to the Los Angeles Lakers next season. Right, but the Lakers released him. There was the thought that DeMarcus Cousins was not going to be ready to come back for the NBA playoffs. Part of the reason why, A, the Lakers held on to him, and then, B, the reason why the Lakers let go of him. I would have to believe that chemistry would definitely be an issue or a sticking point for any team that is looking to add a free agent if the NBA expands their rosters to 17 players, because you got to take into consideration the two-way contracts as well. So, just looking at DeMarcus Cousins, to me, it's a seamless fit for him to go back to L.A. The Lakers would have to figure something out, but I honestly don't believe that DeMarcus Cousins would even flirt with the idea of going anywhere else. It seems like he built a pretty good relationship in L.A.
He did do that, but I'm telling you, he is a guy that's later on in his career, and he's bound and determined to try to get that last big contract. He was just about there with Golden State, and it didn't work out. And if he had played all season long with the Lakers, he would have gotten certainly something bigger than a contract that he has now.
No question. No question about it. And again, Tom Perkins, our guest right now, is the NBA is getting ready to start back up. Again, this is taking place in Orlando, we believe, coming up on July 30th. Tom, last question regarding this particular topic. And we'll stick with the NBA, but let's talk about the eight teams that have been left out of Orlando for the restart. Okay, so we know there's eight teams, and right now the NBA and the Players Association are still discussing the details of an offseason program. What will it look like for those teams as far as OTAs, starting back up, and what will they be allowed to do while the other 22 teams are competing? And to me, this is big because we have a lot of young teams. And again, I can relate it to college football in some sense. I tell people all the time, yeah, we have a lot of bad bowl games, but coaches use that as A, a recruiting tool, and B, an opportunity to get another couple of weeks of practice with their squad. It's the same concept in the NBA, especially with the way that teams are being built today. A lot of young talent coming in. You know, scouts, they value a kid that's a freshman over a kid that's a senior. There's no doubt, because there's more time for improvement. So how important is this to the restart of the season, talking about the eight teams that have no bearing on the playoffs?
Well, I think it's a very, very important, because they can get familiar with each other, and then they can go ahead and fill needs, or at least determine who they will draft come August 14th. August 14th is when the draft is now held. So there's a lot of good things to be able to go ahead and have a program for those teams, without a doubt.
Tom Perkins, our guest right now. Tom, I love the conversations. I always look forward to it. There is one more topic I would love to get into you with. However, I got to take a quick commercial break. Do you have time to hang around for one more segment?
Absolutely. No problem.
We have more Drive Time Sports coming up again with Tom Perkins right now of HoopCityNews.com when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.